Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. And I welcome you to this evening's reflection on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost. We use the readings for proper 15 year A. The readings are Isaiah 56, verses 1 and then 6 to 8, Psalm 67, Romans 11, verses 1 and 2a, 29 to 32, Matthew 15, 10 to 28. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and we will give him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth, for we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, we have come to hear again the story of your love for us and for all the world. We come to celebrate that in the face of your Son, we have seen your love. Thank you that on the cross he demonstrated once and for all your grace that is at the heart of all creation. By that same grace, search all our hearts, renew our lives and transform our worship. Give us a message of life and of hope, of challenge and change, a message of Christ. May the power of the Spirit apply your word to our life together and our lives for you in the week to come. Amen.
Jesus,
Let us pray. Almighty God, you've given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin and also an example of godly life. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work and to follow daily in the blessed steps of his most holy life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we have our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Let the Peoples Praise God. Let all the peoples praise God. The book of Psalms is often referred to as the prayer book of the Jews. It contains their worship response to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. In our psalm appointed for today, Psalm 67, the psalmist prays that all nations may see how God has caused Israel to prosper, how God has protected the people and will judge them with equitably. The response to all this, the nations will praise God. Hence the refrain in this psalm of praise. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. This refrain reflects the people's response to God's goodness and love. The prophet Isaiah affirms that God forgave Israel for the sins of idolatry and injustice and promised to return them from exile in Babylon to their homeland. God in love extends an invitation to all who maintain justice and do what is right, not just the chosen people of God. God's vision for creation is that all people everywhere would come to know God, the only true and living God who created the heavens and the earth. Although Israel failed in their mission to be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a people set apart for God to influence the surrounding nations to turn to God, God in love would forgive and be reconciled with Israel. God invites all people, Israelites and foreigners, Jews or Gentiles, to worship in the Lord's house. Isaiah says, "My house shall be a house of prayer for all nations." Isaiah 56, verse 70, 7b. Isaiah proclaims that God will gather his exiled people from the nations. God includes all others who wish to join in the celebration as God is the God of all. Hence the psalmist's refrain, let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. In his letter to the Romans, Paul, a Jew, a Pharisee of Pharisees, is wrestling with the question, why have so many Jews rejected the message of the gospel while Gentiles have accepted it and come to believe in Jesus? Paul believes that the Jews should have readily accepted Jesus as the promised Messiah, the one to save Israel from their sins. Paul, however, did not have the benefit of John's gospel, where John says he came to his own and his own did not accept him. John chapter 1 verse 11. As the Jews rejected the gospel, it came to a head with the death of Stephen. Acts chapter 7 verse 60. This was when they began to persecute the disciples of Christ in Jerusalem. This caused the disciples to leave Jerusalem and reach out to the surrounding Gentile country. They left Jerusalem and took the gospel to Samaria and to the furthest parts of the world. God in love used Saul the persecutor to spread the gospel to the furthest parts of the Roman Empire. God in love forgave Saul and called him with the support of Barnabas to be the apostle to the Gentiles. Paul therefore could say from experience, the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. Romans 11 verse 29. God therefore demonstrated God's love for both Jews and Gentiles. For, as Paul writes in Galatians chapter 3 verse 28, there is no longer Jew or Greek, there is no longer slave or free, there is no longer male or female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. We can conclude that when it comes to God's mercy and love and God's gift of salvation, these are made available through Christ to everyone, whether they belong to God's chosen or not. God welcomes all people into fellowship with Christ. Hence, the refrain from the psalmist, let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. In our gospel for today, Jesus' interaction with the Canaanite woman reveals the fact that although he was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Matthew 15 verse 24, Jesus also had a mission to the Gentiles. With humility, the Gentile woman acknowledges the privileged position the Jews occupied in the order of salvation. However, she was not asking for their food, only for the leftovers. The woman was sure that the crumbs would be sufficient to heal her daughter. Jesus acknowledged her great faith and readily heals her daughter. Gentiles experiencing the healing ministry of Christ, the Savior of the world. Hence the refrain, let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Jesus, in the first part of our gospel for today, points us to the source of our response to God. A response of praise and thanksgiving. Jesus reminds the Pharisees of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Jesus goes on to affirm what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and that is what defiles a person. For out of the heart comes evil intention, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, and slander. That is what is in the heart, and that is what would defile a person. As disciples of Christ today, we must have the Word of God in our hearts. Therefore, it will be on our lips and will enable us to share the good news of God's gift of salvation in Christ with others. Let us therefore ask God to purify our hearts. Let us, with true penitence, confess our sins before God in the assurance that God is able to give us a new heart, a heart in touch with God, and a heart filled with God's love. That God is able to give us a new spirit, a spirit guided and directed by God's Spirit. With a new heart and a new spirit, we can be true disciples of Christ in today's world, even with all the issues and challenges we face individually and as a church. We will be able to sing with confidence, "Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you." With a new heart and a new spirit, we will be able, with all that we have and all that we are, to sing every day and under all conditions, "Praise God." The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, by whom the meek are guided in judgment, and light rises up in darkness for the godly, give us, in all our doubts and uncertainties, the grace to ask what you would have us do, that the Spirit of wisdom may save us from all false choices, and that in your light we may see light, and in your straight path we may not stumble, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray the prayer in response to COVID-19. Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind. In purer life, thy service find. In deeper reverence, praise. Sovereign Lord and Father, Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, we bring before you the current challenges of the coronavirus across the world, in our Caribbean lands, and in our nation. You are here with us through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Deliverer, who continually defeats the designs of the devil, and by the moving of the Holy Spirit, allows us to do likewise. Help us to be free from fear, even though the earth be moved, and the mountains be toppled into the depths of the sea, and the mountains tremble at its tumult. Remind us, O God, that you are in the midst. There, Father, direct the minds of our doctors and nurses and caregivers, the health and government authorities who make decisions on our behalf. Inspire and move us, O God, to full trust in you by our obedience, prayers, compliance with good hygienic practice, and our care for others and ourselves. Give healing to those who are ill. Grant special protection to those who are vulnerable. Enable those researching medical treatments Strengthen and support the medical workers and prevent us from unbelief. We look to you, Heavenly Father, for healing, guidance, and consolation. We place our lives and times in your hands as we respond in faith, wisdom, and hope through your Son, Jesus Christ, to bring an end to this crisis. By your divine favor, let us not leave for you what we can do for ourselves. By your divine wisdom, lead us to the resolution of our economic, social, and emotional challenges as individuals, families, nations, and as one world. Make us ever mindful of your purpose and control through him whoever intercedes for us, our advocate and friend, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.
Ransom healed, restored for me.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this night and forevermore. Amen. And may the Spirit of truth lead you into all truth, give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the wonderful works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. And as we face another round of challenges from the coronavirus, we pray that we will follow the regulations. We will strive to think about the welfare of others and ourselves. And we pray that God will continue to guide and protect and bless our nation. Be safe, everyone.